Yo, what's the word?
What up? We in the thing,
What's
Lou.
up?
LGTB. Hold on.
Yo.
What up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Gary.
Yeah, I'm here. Let's get it started, man.
He ready to dive in.
I know, let's get started, man. Don't even introduce yourself. Get started.
Shit. We here, man. What I know y'all all been itching at something to talk about. So what y'all trying to get into first?
And let's talk about the game. First, we gotta do the recap of the game, man. See what that's all about.
Yeah, yesterday game, bro. I mean, we can all tell. I think we all knew what was going to happen. Ever since the JR play, the Cavs have been deflated. Shout out Patriots.
They getting swept, bro.
Hey, my prediction wasn't right on game one, but game two, I was on the money. I said, man, let's go ahead and do an episode, but they're going to be down by 15 at the half.
Yeah, I think that seeing what happened after the JR play about how Brian was mad that they still had a timeout and everything and how his actions was after he found that out, like, they was dead. They was dead. From that point on, they was dead. Like, that might have taken a sweep off.
That took LeBron's soul. I ain't never seen LeBron's soul get taken before. That took it. Because if you see, like, I'll go back to Jeff Van Gundy saying that Ty Lue need more credit. If you know you got a timeout, and J.O. get the ball, why the hell you didn't do timeout yourself? You going to trust J.R. to make that decision?
I put that on George Hill, then J.R., then Lou. But in order, I put it on J.R., then Lou, then J.R.
Why are you putting on George Hill?
80%. He missed a free throw.
80%. What you mean?
No, I'm saying, I don't think – I'm one of the people – I don't think one play make or break a game. I mean, because I –
But in that instance, if you make the free throw, you up one, get a stop, you win the game.
Yeah, the thing is, you can't put one play or one instance.
Because Kyle Korver, I think, missed a technical foul, and he missed the free throw. So,
yeah, no, he probably missed that. He missed that technical, but bro, that free throw was so crucial but the thing is, they got bailed out with the rebound. But for JR to get the rebound underneath the basket and dribble all the way to the three.
And yeah, I put it on Ty. Like, I was thinking about it all day because, I mean, when we played football, bro, and it was third down, you got everybody saying no down and distance, no down and distance. You just got to know what's going on, bro.
I really feel like Ty Lue don't know what the hell he's doing. I was one of the first – I was one of the people always saying Ty Lue might make a good head coach because he put in his time. He was assistant coach for years on plenty of teams. I'm thinking, like, let a black man get another chance. Ain't too many black coaches.
Biggest thing to me was that call when they called I mean, they called it. It was a block, but they shouldn't have reviewed that. They shouldn't have reviewed it.
That's home court advantage, fool.
Are you there, Trey?
Yeah. Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Way better. That's way better.
All right, man.
What was you trying to say?
Back to the George Hill thing. I'm like you. I put George Hill first, even though one play don't make the whole game. When you get those big moments, and you got LeBron doing everything, like, he can't do anymore. You know what I'm saying? So you got those big moments, and you're 80% free throw shooter. You want 45%, 60. You're 80% free throw shooter. Just, you know, knock your free throw down. So, man, I don't blame him, but, you know,
I feel like LeBron might have missed that because LeBron ain't a great. He ain't never been a great free throw shooter. Exactly. People don't talk about it.
He scored 51 points.
So yeah, he did more than he did more than enough. LeBron, every day LeBron has done more than enough, but I do feel like he can't do no more because he carrying them fools, man. JR was 2 points against the Celtics in that series. 2 points, your starting shooting guard. 2 points.
I got money on Cavs though. Game three, they gonna win that one.
I don't believe so. They hurt because LeBron is the most mentally tough person on their team.
when you go home, your home crowd gonna lift you. They gonna win game three.
LeBron even said they can't get comfortable at home. They can't just like they're gonna turn it on at home.
We was talking about before the series started, I would have said game three is the game they're most liable to win. Because, I mean, just human nature, the Warriors can easily say, okay, we up 2-0. Even if we lose game three, win game four, end it in five. Like, it's really not this is the most pressurized.
If they lose three or four, they can win at home court anyway. So, I mean, they might not even,
But don't forget, fellas, when the Cavs did beat them and won that ring, they came down from 3-1.
This ain't that though. This ain't Harrison Barnes shooting open threes and bricking.
Oh yeah, but still, even with Harrison Barnes bricking, no way in hell the Warriors should have lost that.
Oh no, they should have lost the series. No, definitely.
No.
This Kevin Durant scoring is
completely different.
This Kevin Durant scoring 29 points and people don't even realize it.
Exactly. But the thing is, you were up 3-1 with Harrison Barnes winning them games. So you can't put it all on Harrison Barnes, bro.
You lost Bogut, you lost Draymond four games.
Man, Draymond, he said he a Hall of Famer. I looked at his numbers the other day. His career averages, his last 3 years been averaging double figures of points. His assists are always great. The last 3 years he's averaging over 7 assists. Then his rebounds are like 7 to 8. And his points are moving from 14, 11 to 10. You know that career average is like 9 points. By 8, 7, 6, 7 boards.
Honestly, if you can keep that up for 15 years, like he might be Hall of Fame, he really might.
But what I always say, it's easy in the NBA Hall of Fame. It's way easier because they let anybody in. As long as you're like, to be honest, I hate when they compare him to Dennis Rodman. They forget Dennis Rodman was athletic as fuck. He was about an inch taller, averaged double digit rebounds forever, even averaged 20 rebounds a game 3 times. He could guard all 5 positions. His offensive game wasn't there, but he could rebound and defend and do a lot of more stuff on the court. And they try to compare, and that's an easy cop-out. Oh, Draymond is like Dennis Rodman. Hell no. That man made the Hall of Fame off grit, defense, and just making big plays. Draymond is a glorified role player, bro. Just on a good team. He can make the Hall of Fame just by riding the wave. But if you take Draymond off the court, yeah, they might hurt a little bit. But his main impact, not even his defense. Just to my knowledge, it's his playmaking ability. He can handle the ball and make a lot of plays. Like last year and year before that. Like, he can give you 8 to 10 assists a game if you, like, let him handle the ball. I'm just saying, bro. He averaged 7. What's 3 more? If Draymond wants to, he can average 10 assists a game. His biggest ability is his availability and playmaking.
Hey, hold on, mic check. Hey, Lou Vontae, y'all still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Vontae, what's up with the car, man? How you feel about the car you just bought? Brand new car. You ain't said nothing.
You know, you're scared to talk on Bluetooth. You're going to crash that bitch again.
Nah, it feels great, man. Me and my boy, shout out to my kinfolk, June.
Okay.
Barry Mosley.
we put some
great video on his Snapchat the other night.
I still need my copy.
I got you. I got you.
I ain't gonna lie. They was looking real tough on Snapchat, but niggas don't know. The niggas probably had $5 in gas in that bitch. Who knows?
Nah, I had a full tank, bro. Don't play me.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. But like, hey, them dealerships behind you, bro. When I bought my charger off the light, nigga, I pulled out thinking I'm doing something. Nigga, I look at that gas tank. They ain't put no gas in that hole. I had to put gas in that bitch as soon as I pulled out.
How much gas you got in that right now, Gear?
Full tank.
I tell my boy Lou, he need to join the club, the family.
I keep my stuff on the low. When I get it, y'all gonna be like, dang, bro, like it's just gonna be out of nowhere.
Hey Lou, I got your back, bro. My boy Lou gonna come out with that foreign shit. You gonna have the first Lamborghini, Lamborghini dad van, bro. I'm telling you.
Nah. I'm
telling you, the first dad van.
When I cop my new whip, though, y'all gonna be like, dang. It. But don't worry about it. Don't even think about it, bro.
See, my nigga Luda had like 18 since college, yeah, bro. Nigga had the van, the Pontiac.
I'd have had the most, bro. I think I'd have had the most.
Shit.
What you done had?
Nah, that nigga Luke.
I don't let me count. I think I don't want to do 7 calls. I'm on my 7th one.
Damn, nigga, I'm only on my 2nd.
I think Luke got the most like diverse.
Yeah, you need to call that boy Lou Water Boy, because at one point he had to keep putting water in that car.
Last car I saw Lou had was the blue car he used to push on interstate going 110.
Is that that's the one he fucked up. That's to the
Lou said, man, I don't like driving. So like, how do you combat that? I drive fast. I get there faster. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, bro. I don't have so many cars, bro. I want
to count though. Hey, Lou, I ain't gonna lie. Me and Vontae still believe you was on the phone texting when you crashed your shit. was that Sebring?
Hey, what's the story?
Hey, that Sebring was nice though, like low key.
I know it was nice, bro. That came up.
Hey, is that
the
one? Hey, wasn't the Sebring you backed into the apartment building?
Yep. Bro, what is going on, bro? What is going on?
Okay, Trey. So look, Trey. Day Vontae baby was born. Okay, so morning Vontae hit me up like, "Ooh, what's up, bro? We not going to class today. We having the baby. Kiana having the baby. Okay, cool. So I get there, pull up. This nigga outside. We talking or whatever. Bro, I'm tripping. Like I thought I put my car in park, but I didn't. So I start sliding back, bro. I'm trying to hit the brake, bro. I'm hitting the gas and don't even know it. So like my car is off, but I'm sliding down a hill. But I'm hitting the gas. Bro, God came, bro. This is the only God. Like, bro, I slid, like, you know, like, hit the apartment half stairs, like, right in between, like, the space where people could walk under, you know, walk to the other side or whatever. My car fit dead perfectly, like, in the middle of that, bro. It was crazy. But I messed up my mirror. I scratched up the side. It could have been bad, bro. It could have been real,
man. You could have killed somebody, bro. You would have run after somebody.
Somebody could have been like, I could have crashed like directly into somebody's apartment, bro. I done messed up some cars, but that was stupid. Like, I don't even know how that happened.
Luke, how do we get out there, Luke?
Out of what?
How do we get out to Dallas?
Gary drove.
No, Vontae drove. I think I drove and Vontae drove. Lou didn't want to drive. Lou didn't want to say nothing, but Lou was shaking like a bitch in the back. He was scared. He didn't want to drive no more. And he was scared of him.
I wasn't finna mess up nobody else's car. I messed up my own. I ain't messing up nobody else.
That's when Gary had them celebratory cigar writs.
I didn't have no money for no guards. So I had Al Capone's in the bank.
Some cigars, but some cigarettes,
bro.
Hey, shout out to the Al Capone's. I need a sponsor. Al Capone cognac cigarillos. hey, them hoes hit that hoe too hard. That runs a clip.
Oh, bro.
Hey, Lou, I thought I was gonna have to steal off on the nigga at the hospital.
Wow. What are you talking about?
Gary and that taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
He had to prove to Maxine he was actually where he said he was.
Hey, yeah. My boy having a baby. Like, look, they're having a baby.
I'm like, boy, shut that shit up, bro. She was upset. I'm like, boy, I was ready. That nigga come out of nowhere. Some, hey, she might have a baby. I'm half asleep. I jump up, put on pants. I was dressed in like 2 minutes.
Bro. Like, that nigga had called me and texted me everything. I'm like, bro, what happened then? That nigga was like, she having a baby. I was like, dang. We ain't going to class or nothing, bro. I think we had like an early class. Nigga, I ain't going.
Bro, I missed my whole schedule that day. We all skipped class, boy.
That's wild, bro. That's a story for you.
Yeah, but Lou, I missed it too. I missed Lou crashing because I was gone. Just go get something out the house. I come back. Vontae, you know, dying. Dying.
Nigga laughing at me, bro. That ain't funny.
Bro, I swear, bro. You think Vontae will laugh at you, bro? Like, it ain't.
Oh, hell yeah. That nigga will laugh at you, bro. Like, bro, this not funny, bro. This nigga laughing, bro. That's not funny.
Bro, I'm telling you, if y'all had been there, bro, you would have laughed. Like,
Cause I just wish Vontae would have recorded it, bro. Like, that could have been on YouTube to this day, like 3 million hits.
This nigga was running beside me, bro. I'm like, bro, I don't know what's going on, bro. He's tripping, bro.
Then the crazy part was like, nobody. No, the crazy thing was nobody in those apartments woke up. Nobody stirred.
Nobody came outside. Nothing, bro. Like, nobody seen it, bro. It's like it never happened. besides me and Vontae, though. Like, bro.
That was just God, because that boy Lou had spent almost, how much money you had to spend to get that side mirror fixed? Like $100, $200?
$200, bro.
$200 for a side mirror, bro. Because Lou didn't know how to hit the brake. That's how you know Lou ain't good on the brake. That's how you know he ain't good under pressure. That boy can't do nothing with stress related. He can't turn off no bomb. He can't do nothing stress related. That boy panic. He don't know what. He didn't know where the bike was.
I pulled a George Hill
right there.
Nah, you didn't know George Hill. That boy pulled a JR. That nigga ran over some shit and damn near killed a whole family of six.
that's a story to tell, bro. That's
the real JR right there. That nigga didn't even want to drive no more. I said, Lou, you want to drive on the way back? Nah, I'm good. He's just in his phone. I'm good.
Tell DJ that when he grow up, like, your Uncle Lou almost died the day you was born, bro.
Now, you almost died, nigga. You almost went to prison, nigga. Man, so I'm like a motherfucker. Lou still be in jail to this day. You know, next year.
with the finals.
With the finals, I got one more thing about the finals. Tristan Thompson is weak as hell. Tristan Thompson is mentally weak. He told the reporter that it was messed up. Then he said, "How does it feel when you got to guard all? Do you feel?" He said, "He asked him, did you feel helpless guarding the Warriors? Man, that's messed up." And walked off. That's some South Canada niggas. That's all. Some South Canada niggas.
Hey, after we get through with this topic, I'm glad you brought up Canada. We gotta go to the rap game real quick, bro.
Drake looking real soft out here.
We could get into that now. So as everybody know, Jay Prince told Drake not to respond. And nigga saying that Drake had a response that would have basically killed Pusha T's whole career, his livelihood.
Do you think he meant Pusha T? Because I heard this way. I listened to the whole interview. Kind of like he was swaying back between Pusha T and
Kanye.
Right.
I think he probably had something on Kanye.
The whole good music camp.
Oh, he had something on Kanye.
He had something on Kim. Because he was like, it'll destroy families. I think it was something on Kim. Like, somebody Kim that messed
with. That's what I'm saying. Because even in the, like, Pusha T, he really don't got nothing. Like,
he don't have nothing in his closet. Drake, everything is out in the open.
Drake went at Meek, okay, it's easy. He know Mickey. He can say something about Mickey, whatever. That's easy. Ain't nothing much he can really say about Pusha, bro. Like, he trying to pay people $100,000. Like, Pusha, like, I don't got no skeletons, nigga. So, you really can't say nothing about me as far as, you know, outside of rap or nothing crazy like that. So,
nothing personal.
Okay, yeah, exactly. But Kanye, like, as we know, Drake done work with Kanye a lot. Like, they said that nigga wrote the hook on one of Kanye's songs on his new album, but he didn't get credit for it. So we know, like, he probably could have. I mean, he might know some crazy stuff about Kanye. Like, remember, Amber Rose liked the nigga like fingers in his booty. Like, that just got swept under the rug. Like,
Prince that he talked to, he said he him and Kanye had a conversation.
But look at it like this. Even if you say something about Kim, it ain't gonna be worse than her getting fucked on camera, bro. He can't get no worse.
That whole family, ever since that, it seemed like stuff just roll off of them. Like, what can you say about the Kardashians? Like, I mean, one of their daughters got a sex tape. People still fool with them. Like, even though they know, like, niggas still smash them, have kids with them. Even though they know, nigga, usually when you get with them, your life turns all the way bad.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, Travis Scott winning right now because nothing bad happened to Travis.
Yeah.
He's still ugly, but pulling fine hoes, but it ain't happening.
He also said,
I
was just gonna say, he also said in an interview like that he think that Wayne and baby situation, he was like, he think it's gonna turn out better than it started or whatever. So he said he had conversations to get them boys paid.
Hey, pay that man, Lil Wayne. But I'm gonna tell you this. Pay that man. I mean, pay that man, Birdman. That man kept them lights on. But I think with Jay Prince is old school, bro. Like, he probably told Drake in the smoothest way possible, and Drake fell for it. Nigga, you have no ammo. You gonna spend it. He gonna spend it the way he need to spend it. Oh, you giving this nigga money?
I really don't.
He spend it on.
I feel like this kind of iffy, bro. I just feel like I feel like this has some underlying tones because if he really has a diss that could have ended Push or whatever,
he would have dropped it.
He would have dropped it, bro. Like I feel like this is like some line going on to make Drake look good. Like, oh, this nigga has some fire, but I told him chill on it. Like
that's all it is, bro. He just put a spin on it to help Drake ego. Drake
image. Yeah, I mean, another image. Thing, and he probably looking at it. Okay, you got all this. Maybe it'll disappear because you got to look. Me came with Drake getting pissed on.
Exactly. Niggas just swept down the rug. See, what happens is I listen to my nigga. Shout out Joe Budden podcast. He's doing his thing. Like, I listened to him, and he's like, what he thought somebody needed to do was attack Drake in a way to where his female fans would turn on him. Because his female fans is what, like, I mean, I heard a female the other day, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care. Like, Pusha T could say whatever. They'd be like, I don't care. It don't matter. You saying stuff about Drake, it don't matter. I don't care. I'm going to love him, whatever. But you got to do something. So he felt like Pusha coming out and saying Drake got a child that he neglected could make
it. Oh, yeah. Like, because it hurt that image.
But because, I mean, again, like we said, this nigga got pissed on. Like, whatever the situation, however it was, he got pissed on. Nigga swept that under the rug. Like,
hold on, when he got pissed on when he got robbed or something?
Nah, they were saying like it was one of T.I. homies. I don't think it was like a disrespectful type of piss. It wasn't like nigga.
Bro, like, any piss was disrespectful.
But you still no. I was about to say that, Vontae. Like, you still got pissed on, and he ain't do nothing about it. Like, I don't care if you accidentally piss on me, nigga. We finna get into it, bro. Ain't no, oh, my bad, I pissed on you. Nigga, what? Like, hold up, bro. Nigga ain't finna piss on me and then just be, oh, okay, cool, bro. It was an accident. It's all good. Nigga, hell nah. What is you saying? Like, so again, but the nigga got pissed on and that got swept under the rug. Like, these niggas be out here tripping, bro. This new internet niggas, these niggas is weirdo. Like,
look, the thing is this. Right. We live in a generation of soft motherfuckers and Twitter thugs, Facebook thugs, anything that's online. Drake has won the internet for the majority of his career with female fans. Like, when he was right. When he attacked his image with the women, you know, that shit was on Wendy Williams' kid. Wendy Williams' female show full of women. And she would say the same thing. He was like, it's hurting his image because he got that goody two-shoe image with the women.
Why are you watching Wendy Williams?
I'm in my grandma's household. She watched Wendy Williams. So and she had a point. When your image is messed up with the females, you lose money. And exactly. The thing is, all that singing and all that bullshit, fake ass harmonizing he's doing, don't change the fact that he a dog just like the rest of the motherfuckers.
And to say that, and to go deeper into that, Jay Prince obviously knows that as well. So he knows, like Pusha T said on the song, like, this is just part one. We're going to pull it back slow, layer by layer. So he know, nigga, Pusha T might have some other stuff that don't nobody else know, and it might affect Drake. And Jay Prince know that. So he could easily be like, to even avoid this war of hurting Drake, he just going to pull Drake out of it. Like, it's weak, bro. It's weak. I hope Pusha T be like, nah, nigga, I don't care if he ain't responding. I'm going to drop something else, nigga. Like,
yeah, and another thing is, he been dissing Drake since Exodus. What was that song, Exodus, right? What, about 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. He been dissing Wayne?
Five years ago,
yeah, longer than that. Exodus came out right around the time the album dropped. Then he been dissing Wayne since like 07. Was that Mr. Me Too? He been dissing Wayne since Mr. Me Too. Yeah. So he been dissing Baby since then too. So that it's the fact that we live in a generation of people don't want to do their research, do their knowledge. They're too easy to be easily persuaded. Everybody's following the next pin of the next motherfucker. Nobody can stand on their own 2 feet.
I sound old, but I was just like, I'm from an era where if a nigga can rap, nigga can rap. I don't care about album sales. I don't care if niggas think Pusha T not this, not that. He don't got records. Nigga, I know for a fact he can rap. So, nigga, if he go at Drake and Drake needs to respond, like if he put out a fire diss track, which he did, then Drake needs to respond. Nigga, it was fire. We know he can rap. I don't care what no nigga say. Now, everybody not going to be along with drug talk. Everybody ain't going to listen to that. That ain't for everybody. It ain't pop. It ain't Drake. It ain't singing
that's
along.
What, that's what he nice said. He stepped out in the interview, bro. He said, I'm not, like, I told Kanye, like, I'm not trying to make a radio. Like, I talk to certain certain
demographic.
Yeah, a certain demographic, and I mean, I'm not gonna change up for nobody. I respect that,
and that's exactly, real. Exactly, and like, and to be honest,
like, man, nigga, like this, again, like Gary was saying, this day and age, like, bro, niggas don't want to hear that. Like, but he talked where he lived, nigga. He talked that drug talk because that's what he grew up doing. That's what he did, nigga. But like, don't nobody want to hear that. Everybody want to hear pop songs and Nice for What and Dance. Like, that's what niggas want to do. Like, so
because like that Nice for What song was a record for women. I'm not stupid. You ain't fooling me.
And this is like funny. He go from like when all these women dissing him to telling them, oh, be nice to what to these other niggas. But when you came up, his whole thing was women doing me dirty, doing me wrong, you're doing me dirty. Like, come on, bro. Like,
the thing is, a woman gonna eat it up. A woman don't care. Because, in the words of Chris Rock, you can make the nastiest song in the world, and the women will dance to it. Stay on the bitch, blinding eyes. He ain't talking about me though, and they keep dancing to it. That's how they get through all the bullshit songs. And like with Drake, the thing that pissed me off with the Drake beef with him and Pusha T was that, how the hell are you gonna try to discredit this man's street repertoire? You know what I'm saying? His resume, like, it's been proven time and time again. You can't. So he said he tried to live. He was living off his brother and his cousin. It's documentaries and people saying everything that Malice did, Pusha T did the same thing, and they was together. You don't have no skeleton in his closet. Is been documented and certified and stamped that he was a real street nigga at that time. He was still selling dope while he was doing record. So you can't come at a man's street resume when you don't have none at all. You be faking it and saying all this gang shit in your raps and start to sing the next track. When you talking about, oh, you stay scheming, nigga, nobody believe you. You got robbed at your own concert, nigga, in the alley. Stop.
But like you said, man, it was smart of Jay Prince to come out because it takes the heat off Drake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People forget.
We don't know if he even had a record. I mean, he could just.
That's what I'm saying. But at the same time, just how this internet built you up, like, these internet weirdos, they don't care. Like, we know what Jay Prince is, what he established, who he is in hip hop. But all these internet nerds, these niggas, a lot of them niggas don't care, bro. All they gonna be saying is, oh, Drake ain't respond. He took an L on this one. He took the L. Like, a lot of niggas not gonna care about that, bro.
Because the thing is this, I'm from Houston, born and raised. Shout out to Jay Prince and Rap Life Records. But nigga, if you from Houston and you born and raised in Houston, you know what Jay Prince is about. I'm not gonna explain shit. I ain't going into no detail. If you don't know, do your damn research. But if you're from Houston, you know what the hell they mean. Because you talk about Jay-Z, these moguls, and Diddy, nigga, no. Nobody got more money than Jay Prince. And I'm not finna explain I ain't finna explain it. Do your research. Nobody got more money than him in the rap game. He low-key don't say much, but when he do say something, you better listen. Because he dropping knowledge. But it's double-edged sword. So he protects. Only thing Jay Prince did, he protects his investment, and that's what you're supposed to do: protect your investment. Because he still went on that money from Birdman. He being nice right now, but that nice is gonna run out sooner or later.
That nigga Birdman, wow, bro. That nigga don't pay nobody. Producers,
Manny artists. Fresh, pay Manny Fresh. Manny Fresh need all his bread. He did all them beats himself. Pay that man. That nigga should be not even having him produce. Do nothing no more.
I mean, I'm going to paraphrase what he said in an interview about Cash Money. He was basically saying, like, people saying, y'all got the money, why won't y'all just pay him? And he was more or less saying they don't have as much money, like, as people think they, like, they done made some bad investments and all that. Like,
who said that? Who you talking about?
Jay Prince.
Oh, okay.
He's like, so it may be a fact of. He was just, yeah, he was just saying it might be a fact of, like, shit. I mean, it ain't just they don't want to pay him. They might not really can't pay him.
Because we see what Birdman got the house foreclosed on. Then after that, he got with Toni Braxton trying to make sure she get engaged, trying to get that old woman out that Vegas money.
Shit. I don't care about nothing. Whatever they need to do, he's caught a five. I'm still waiting. I still need that.
And pay everybody on Cash Money. Juvenile was the one that kept the lights on and made them famous. Not Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was there. But the people forget, Juvenile was one of them hot-ass albums. I got five Juvenile albums in my phone right now.
Pause. Huh. Hey, look.
It wasn't a classic, Trey.
All right, carry on.
What was he going to say that was a classic?
No, he said Carpo was a classic. But at the time, like, I just remember Ryan with Vontae, like, listening to it, like, I'm not feeling this one. I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened, but I was just like, bro, I'm not feeling like this Carpo. Like, the punchlines had got, like, silly to me. Like, I just didn't care.
That's when Lil Wayne got comfortable. When Lil Wayne got to the point where he was so comfortable, he said bullshit and thought it was fire.
Yeah,
To be honest, I like the Carter 2 better than any of them. Carter 2 was the best one. Carter 2 was Wayne before his dreads got real long, before he got really drugged out.
He was still hungry.
He was really kind of sober. He might still sit lean, but it wasn't.
But I also don't be the type, and I try not. How about this? I try not to be the nigga that be like, dang, I wish they could rap like they did when they used to, because you just not that same person no more. J. Cole from Friday Night Lights is not the J. Cole now. Like, you just a completely different.
You gotta grow up. You gotta be mature.
Exactly. But at the same time, again, you're not gonna be as hungry as you was when you came in, because nigga, you fulfilled your dream. Nigga, you one of the top artists in the game. You can't recreate that type of hunger. You can't recreate Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, that's impossible. But no matter what 50 do, he's not that same person no more. He don't have that same hunger, because you can't recreate that type of real, raw type, lyricism.
I forgot who said this, but they say you will never be as good as your peak. You know what I'm saying? Once you hit that peak, you can still be the best of the best, but you will never reach that peak again, lyrically, all that. Sometimes there's some artists that can't go past their peak, you know, when they point where they're really hot. And make even better records and better albums. But some artists, you just can't. Some people didn't like The Massacre. I did. Well, the 50 Cent second album, I did. I liked it. I still blast that album. Baltimore Love Thing was dope as shit to me. I love that track. And shout out to Dead End Hip Hop.
With the summer coming up, what's the over-under? Because, you know, niggas don't know how to act. What's the over-under rappers getting shot?
Known rappers or like underground niggas, like mainstream or underground.
Chief Keef already got shot.
He did.
Yeah.
He got shot this week, right? He got shot in.
Yeah.
Why him and 6ix9ine beefing?
Bro, this nigga was 6ix9ine, bro. This nigga really just asking for something to happen bad to him, bro. Like, he really just want. I think he want to die or something. Like, he just wants something bad to happen to him.
When he got, because I mean,
really be wilding, bro. Like, wilding for real.
But you got to think about it, Lou. I mean, they said Treyway is one of the biggest blood gangs in New York. So, I mean, he feel like he untouchable in New York. He ain't gonna go to Chicago talking crazy like that.
I'm gonna say this.
But he swear he do though. He swear everywhere he travel, he talk the same thing. He do the same thing. See, that's what he swear he do. But Chief really out here looking for this nigga, like for real, looking for this nigga.
But look at it like this. Anybody can get touched. Niggas, presidents get assassinated. You know what I'm saying? Presidents.
I mean, this nigga acting like he can't get touched though. That's the thing. Like, nigga, where you come from to think you can't get touched, my nigga? Like, how? How that happen?
Presidents get assassinated, bro. Like, when they have Secret Service, niggas that's trained for this. Government, assassins, all type of crap. And they still get popped.
Then it was between, who is it? Lil Uzi Vert and Rich the Kid.
I don't know how many niggas was with Uzi and who. I mean, it looked like Rich was by himself.
I mean, they was in Philly. So, I mean, that's Uzi territory. So.
I feel like people get confused. They think Uzi soft, but when I seen like an old video, like they showed the time.
If he pulled up with a bunch of niggas, which it looked like,
that's still weak. I'm still saying it's weak.
Rich looked like he was by himself, bro. Like, okay,
I still call that weak. Jump. I still call that weak. Like I feel like you got beef. Y'all had like men do a shoot a fail on one on one. You trying to do that crew shit. But niggas trying to hold the image and they ain't finna shoot no fair one. But I remember I saw a video with Lil Uzi Vert. They said the transformation of Uzi, like from when he first started rapping and now. Uzi wasn't rapping like this when he first started. That nigga was spitting. And I seen his little hand, you know, little demonstration. He quick. He little as shit. He probably like 5'3", 5'4", but he got some quick hands. But I just feel like people get it confused. They think he might be soft. But like, that man grew up in Philadelphia. He can't be soft living in that bitch.
J.R. Smith will give you them hands.
What'd you say?
J.R. Smith will give you them hands.
Man, fuck J.R. Smith. I'll whoop his ass.
Well, that's what a lot of people get caught up on, bro. They get caught up on people's looks and appearance and just automatically go from there. Oh, he can't fight. He look how little,
I think he big as hell.
I definitely knew that was 6'9", especially when you see pictures of this nigga before he turned gangster, bro. This nigga was a whole nerd out here, bro, with a scarf on. Like, this nigga was a real-life nerd. Like, when he was 16, 15, bro. Like, I don't know what changed, what transformed in his life, but that nigga was really a nerd, bro. Like,
but look, dude, I remember that video when they was fighting at the airport and two niggas from Houston was handling him and his whole crew.
Him and his whole niggas. 6'9" wasn't doing nothing, bro. That nigga was there getting beat up, like,
I know what? That nigga was like Houston, Texas. I don't know. Them niggas was fighting slow, swinging slow, still connecting on their ass. I'm like, it's about six of y'all in this tour game.
Nothing, exactly, bro. Trying to jump niggas and didn't even beat them niggas up.
And they was holding their own and then fall. They was whooping y'all ass. I'm like, and that's what I'm saying. He tried to come to Houston. What was in Austin? And Jay Prince Jr. came up looking for that nigga. Like, he did that in Austin, I think. Don't come to Houston with the shit. That's even worse. Shit.
Lou, have you
ever
been to Houston, Lou?
No, I ain't been to Houston.
Damn, nigga, really? I forgot Lou don't travel, dog.
What about you, Trey?
I went, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I went to Houston. I was 9 years old to watch The Rock versus Stone Cold.
Damn, nigga, it's been over 10 years.
And then I went to Houston in February and I bought that Challenger. That's it. And
the
only times I've been here.
Damn, boy.
I don't travel either. I'm like Lou. If Lou don't travel, I sure don't travel.
Bro. Come on, bro.
Hey, Trey, you travel more than Lou. Lou
don't leave the Dallas, bro. Dog. Come on now.
Lou don't leave the Dallas Fort Worth area, nigga. Lou was afraid to leave the Dallas Fort Worth area.
I've been to Atlanta and Orlando.
That's for work, nigga.
Did I leave or did I go? I went. Did I go? Hey, I was there. I pulled up.
Hey, trust me. If it ain't work related or school related, Lou ain't leaving, dog.
I ain't been out of Texas for anything besides if it wasn't work related or business related.
I have, but I'm still trying to travel, bro. I'm trying to hit some cruises up. I'm trying to go to Vegas.
I'm low key kind of scared of a cruise, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
To you, me too. It took me a long time to get. It took me a long time to get over the fear of flying and the cruise shit. So I'm finally getting over the cruise.
Cruise, bro. Just because it'd be so much stuff going on a cruise, you'll probably forget you even like on a boat.
On water, bro. The thing that scared me was the white folks disappearing all the time. That's what scared me on the cruise. The white folks flying on
board. I don't want no week long. Like, give me 3-4 days and let's get up off this boat, bro. I ain't trying to live on no boat.
But the thing is, on cruises, you are not on the boat for long. Once you get there, you die.
Just look out. Because I think that's how niggas be getting seasick. Just look out, bro. All you see is water. Like, nigga, I could die here, bro. I could die, bro. Like,
I'm telling you, bro. It'd be so much. Like, bro, go Google, like, crew. Like, bro, I'm telling you, them cruise ships are massive, bro.
Yeah, it's like a small town. You ain't gonna.
Oh, I mean, that sound real good, bro. That sound real nice, bro. I know it's nice, bro. I just don't know about hopping on one, you know what I'm saying, and being on there for a while. Like, bro, you know, free food, free drinks, all that. I mean, it sounds lovely, bro.
You won't see the water.
See that water start throwing up, like, bro.
You'll probably be down in
the
lower decks.
Oh, yeah. My whole thing is this. I'm trying to go to Jamaica, not on no cruise. I'm trying to fly and be there for like a couple of days, come on back.
Yeah, what the hell are you going to do in Jamaica? Get ass shots.
No. Shit, that was a good one. I ain't going to lie. I don't got no comeback for that. Because I usually do, but nah, I ain't gonna go to my go-to comebacks on that one. That's good. That's a good one.
That, bro. We need to just set a time.
Tell him
James Harden probably in Jamaica right now.
Hey, James Harden probably in Jamaica living life, but who cares? Dwight Howard ain't nowhere to be found. That was your first superhero, Dwight Howard. But hey, I feel like Dwight is a Hall of Famer, bro. Like, forget the personality. Forget all the drama. Just look at the impact of the game and the numbers. Hall of Fame. But yeah, I'm trying to go out of I'm trying to live, bro. Like, we young, my nigga. Travel, bro. Quit being afraid to leave Dallas and Fort Worth.
Oh,
let's travel, bro. Like, don't be afraid to get on the freeway and just go somewhere, my nigga. Like,
too far.
Shit, just do some spontaneous shit. You got a kid and a wife. Hop in the car, say we just about to drive. Man. Be spontaneous.
Shit. Hell no, nigga. Spontaneous costs money. What the hell you talking about?
Shit.
It ain't a magical wand I can wave. Spontaneous, nigga. Spend all that.
Hey, you tell him you ain't coming to millions of dollars in the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we need to talk about that. Hold on. How much money did she win in the lawsuit, bro? I didn't catch on. How much money?
No,
I know we ain't saying no names. How much money, though?
I asked my nigga. I was like, because he had got a car one time. He was like, I took a car because she don't be know how much money, you know, we be going back and forth. I like, let me borrow some money. She's like, here. And I was like, so how much did you win? His exact words. He's like, I was like thousands or 100,000? He's like, no, bro, M's. I was like, millions? He's like, M's. Where she got millions.
So something
happened. Somebody had to pay her some money because she got hurt. And yeah, it wasn't her fault, and they had to pay her for it. But I mean, to not get too deep into her business, we could talk to the people about what he said. Please, what would we do if we were to win millions? What would we do with that money?
All right, Lou, you go first.
No, I don't want to go first. But
I'll go first. I don't care. I already know what I'm gonna do. I'm paying off that school debt. I'm paying off all my school debt, the car debt, and after that, bro, I'm going to invest in my neighborhood, build up my community projects I always wanted to do. And I'm going to buy me a house, make mm-hmm. sure I get my pop some bread, my mom a little bit of money. If she made it on my act, I'm going to have to put her on the budget. But, you know, just make sure my family's set, bro. Just make sure
I'm not going to
Chris. Yeah. After that, I'm just paying my debt. First thing I'm doing, paying off debts, bro. Then I'm going to get an accountant. Like you said, get an accountant. You want to give me a good-ass accountant. And just make sure my money's straight.
Don't forget the Jewish lawyer.
Oh yeah, I'm getting the Jewish lawyer with the big ass nose and the Jewish
Gary, Gary Main and Gary Main and Spence gonna be on season tickets for the Steelers.
Oh yeah, I'm getting like 10 years worth of season tickets, lifetime season tickets. You know,
I'm gonna be in the locker room. That's where you're trying to go.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the locker room. That's all. I'm trying to get out, be an owner one day. Right. I'm trying to invest. But all bullshit aside, bro, I'm just gonna take care of my debts, get an accountant and a lawyer, and just, you know, do my community projects I always wanted to do, and you know, just make sure my family good. I'm not gonna be doing no lavish spending, but I will go. I'm buy two houses, one in Tyler because it's nice to retire home. Get one of the big ass houses with the lake. You know, in Tyler, you be right in the gated community in like 10 minutes. You don't have to hit no freeways and all that shit.
I try not to say what I'm gonna do, bro. Cause I mean, it's easy right now saying like, okay, I'll be responsible. But bro, once you got that money, like you could easily be like, oh, this song, if I got 5 million, some cost 100,000, man, I still got it.
Exactly.
Nah,
If you plan it out, you good.
I think with each of our lives, like Gary don't got a child, but he already established what he would do, so he ain't on no stupid stuff. But I think the rest of us three, like, we have a family. We have kids. So I think that would help keep us stabilized. Grounded. And I think we smart enough to know, you know what I'm saying, what to do and what not to do. Now, of course, nigga, we going to buy something crazy. I'm going to pull a Lamborghini off the lot ASAP. But don't worry about that. We would be smart.
To be honest, I can't get a Lamborghini because for two reasons. I don't know how to drive stick. Pause. And I can't drive it the way I want to. You can't really drive a car like that the way you want to.
Hey, I don't care if I can't drive it, but 10 miles an hour.
Trust me. I'm gonna do just like how I do now. What's 3 o'clock? What's it? The night owls come out. The night owls hit. Shit, 100 miles per hour or 120, 130 on the freeway. Boom. Ain't nobody out on the street.
Your ass gonna be dead.
I do that now, bro. Before my car got messed up, I did it every night. I come from like Richmond or Stafford area. Ain't nobody on the freeway. And plus, how the way I look, I'm always looking for the police the whole time. I'm pushing 130 in my shit. My shit go to 140.
Yeah, bro. I think we'll be straight. I think we'll be smart with it. Now, I would definitely get me some homes, but you know, I would definitely invest in something good.
Rental properties.
Yeah, invest in whatever it be. I would definitely try to find something where I think my money can make its repeat its most. You know what I'm saying?
Because out in Houston, everybody's trying to live in the hood now. Like Fifth Ward, they pushing all the black people out, trying to get the hipsters in. They building these new apartments and condos. And in the Fourth Ward, I was riding around there one time because I got people over there. It's white folks walking dogs at 10:30 at night, my nigga, and you two blocks away from the crackhead strip. Like, I don't think
we're gonna get Gary's own segment, like be on the show like 20 straight minutes so he can just talk.
I'll be actually dropping knowledge, okay? Don't be funny. I'll be dropping knowledge.
Y'all, you know, like Steve Harvey doing the show. Shout out Steve Harvey morning show.
I don't fuck with Steve Harvey. Fuck that nigga. He fake.
At the beginning, you just talk, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, we already established we're gonna know what to do. But hey, we gonna have this. We all gonna splurge on something crazy just because we always wanted it. That's gonna happen.
Vontae never explained what
he's
gonna do.
Vontae, I already know what Vontae gonna do. He gonna take his business first, but then they gonna do something super ignorant with his money and just ain't gonna tell nobody. Nigga have a fucking golden statue of himself somewhere in his house in a man cave somewhere. Probably spent $30,000 on it. He gonna buy Des memorabilia shrine somewhere, and he gonna have a big ass painting that say Des the League on there. Talking about free Des. He gonna spend money on commercials on ESPN, billboards all through Dallas and East Texas. Talking about free Des. Shit.
Shout out East Texas though.
So y'all knew was in East Texas, but most of y'all niggas. But shout out to East Texas. Shit, that's like the shit. I don't care what nobody say. Tyler was cool as fuck. That's like we had out. Like even though when you went home and back to your hometown, you were ready to get back to Tyler because you had your own shit. You know what I'm saying? You had your own spot.
We got some crazy stories in Tyler still that we can definitely talk about.
Hey, what? I ain't gonna say no names. One of us. Hey, I just know somebody who went to the hotel room probably could have got robbed like a motherfucker. That's all I'm going to say. Somebody went to a shady looking ass hotel and tell nobody, nigga probably could have got robbed. Shit,
that's crazy.
We already know who I'm talking about, but we ain't seeing no names out here. Ain't no snitches in this camp.
What would you say was your best year of college, bro?
Best year?
Yeah.
As far as what, though? Like,
the year that nigga graduated? Because that nigga Lou was looking sad at one point.
the best year as far as what you said?
Girls.
Well, I'm just saying, like you, like, man, that was my best year in college. Like, my most, like, I had most fun that year. Like, I think it was our first year. Freshman year, bro.
See, I wasn't going to say freshman year, but I feel you. Why you say that, though?
Because I was there.
We was all there, bro. Plus, I mean, we was staying on campus. It was, bro, at that time, you Pines, bro, it was jumping. Like, you know.
We had everybody, though.
Volleyball.
Hey, what was our, like, landlord name? What's his name? The white dude?
Yeah, Ari.
I forgot.
Ahead of Ari.
Ours. I think his name was like Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony. Oh, yeah, I remember Anthony.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I think what Gary was though last year. You worked as an RA there.
Yeah. I was a work man. I couldn't be an RA, bro. I'm the most crooked motherfucker on earth. I'm looking at like we teenagers. We young, early 20s. And smoke weed, do whatever. Just keep that shit in line, bro.
That boy Gary didn't have to pay that rent.
Boy, I bought my car. That's how I got my first car. Shit, I got that car.
You also got that computer, too.
Hey, that computer. Hey, that $1,200 computer lasted, bro. Only reason I still don't got it now because of the hurricane. That shit came in handy, my nigga.
You blaming everything on the hurricane,
bro. The hurricane took it, bro. The hurricane took it because I wasn't home.
I mean, You can tell me Gary sit up here and say he gonna make all these smart investments, but he gonna buy a $1,200 laptop as a college.
That's what I'm, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, hey, but listen. I bought a MacBook that was one of the best computers out. I had to buy no security. I only bought one thing of security for it. Never had no viruses. Yeah.
Worth that now.
No way you could justify $1,200 computer.
It's in the trash because I didn't like when the hurricane hit, I was at home, fool. And my laptop was underneath my entertainment center at the bottom. Yeah,
for $1,200, that better be able to survive a volcano eruption.
Hey.
I want to hear about that.
Hold on. Just for the record, Gary, tell them how everything you lost in a hurricane, bro. So it was the laptop.
Supposedly.
Like, it's not even less. Like, my car survived because I wasn't, like, if I was at home, bro, my grandma's house at the time, my car wouldn't have survived, my nigga. My car just had water in my shit at the bottom, like on my seats. But
what about your mattress?
Oh yeah, I lost all that shit. I lost everything.
So you didn't get to grab a $1,200.
Bro, I'm telling you, when the shit came, I was at my dad's house because I had buried my brother the day before, my nigga. I buried my brother on Friday. And I never went home.
And what was the name of what was the name of this hurricane?
Hurricane Harvey. So it was Hurricane Harvey. And my brother died a week before. A week and a half before, something like that. Then I buried him on Friday. I went to my pop's crib. I didn't go home. You know, I just stayed there. I didn't have no time. So, you know, we thinking, everybody thought Harvey was a joke. Because that Wednesday, even the meteorologist was like, oh, it's nothing to worry about. Nigga, by Sunday and Monday, she was hit. Because I never came back to my grandma's house. So I didn't have time to get shit.
That's what
I just told.
I'm not. Huh? I'll never stay in Houston, New Orleans. I can't do
that. That's what I was telling, bro. When I was my freshman year, what stood out to me about Houston, bro. So I was supposed to go to Prairie View, end up going to Tyler. Okay,
you would have never graduated if you went to Prairie View. You would never graduated.
Maybe not. Who knows? But I definitely wouldn't do that drive, that 4 hour. I didn't want to drive 2 hours from Tyler. So I know 4 hours there, I wouldn't have never came home. And on top of that, when my freshman year, I saw my this girl I know I went to high school with. Her car got flooded out. I was like, bro, I'm never going to Houston. I don't care what. I don't even want to travel out there, bro. Like, I seen her car get flooded, and then I mean, with all this happened recently, like, I don't even want to go out there, bro. Like that stained my image of Houston forever, bro.
Well, it's crazy too that we all met it. Like, was Tyler everybody first? I know it wasn't my first choice.
No, it definitely was my first choice. I would have stayed back home. I would have went to. I mean, they high as hell, but in a dream world, UTA, TCU, where I would have went. But I mean, even after that, I didn't even know a Tyler existed. I ain't know nothing about East Texas.
I knew Tyler existed because of Earl Campbell. That was it.
Yeah, that apply.texas.org, whatever. I'm just on there just clicking through applying. I apply for Tyler, you know what I'm saying?
I was trying to go to Sam Houston. Like, after I went to TJC, that's why I went to Tyler Junior College. Shit, after I got my associate at a 3.68, I was going to Sam, but my aunt died.
Me and Vontae was talking the other day, it's crazy, bro, because you went to TJC and you know what I'm saying, UPons, they was being cool and they let people from TJC stay there. Like, now they don't even do that, bro. So
I know, because like my junior year and my senior year, them TJC niggas was fucking shit up. They was causing all the trouble. So they said, fuck that. Because I got lucky.
They bought varsity. They bought, like, UT bought all that now. So that's
the thing is this. TJC was cool and all, and I'm glad. And the thing I can always say, I ain't never lived in no dorm. I couldn't do that shit. I need an apartment.
But yeah, one thing. Hey, you remember how Muff used to stay right across the street over there? I think it was Varsity.
Yep. Yep, I remember.
All world, boy.
Well, yeah, they bought them up, bro. So like,
that's top man. UT Tyler, bro, buying everything in that small ass town, bro. Tyler getting too big for his own good, bro. It's too much shit going. Like, the thing is, Tyler, you go to play. That's the place you go to retire and eat. Tyler spoiled me for one reason. Everything was close.
Yeah, I'm 5 minutes
from the mall. But
how do you know all this stuff?
Because I'm a nigga that network. I move around. Like, I knew standing in apartments and shit, chilling, just hanging out with each other. I got to meet everybody.
How do you know that Tyler is a place to retire? Like, what?
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you how. Real quick. When you young in college, Tyler boring as fuck. Ain't really shit to do. You can even drink it until our junior year. We had to vote to get liquor in that bitch. You had to drive 30, 45 minutes outside of town to buy liquor. Like, it was mostly for older people. It was too damn slow. Like, then when you start driving, you start, like, exploring it, and you start seeing these mansions big as shit. Look, I'm like,
not a suburban area. Like,
you know, I know, but this, I've never seen a suburban area so fucking close. I'm from Houston. You can drive 5 minutes from my apartment, 10 minutes from my apartment, and just go into this big ass gated area, and it's just right there. In Houston, you got to drive an hour to get there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's Gary, everything is close.
Gary,
and
ladies and gentlemen, what? Gary.
What? Got stats. What? I can't hear nothing you're saying, bro.
You got the stats.
Oh yeah, I do got the stats. And it's like, think about it, bro. We was young. It wasn't really shit to do. The club scene was bullshit. Like, you didn't know how to edit.
Shoot. Set, man. Hey, junior, sophomore, whatever year we was, man, me and Vontae was, we started hitting up the spots. We almost died in some spots.
You talking about the 2 Chainz concert? The 2 Chainz concert where the nigga pulled out the chopper and shit, walked right past her?
That was at the club. 2 Chainz concert was straight. Nigga, Johnny Manziel was there. That wasn't, didn't nothing pop off.
But that's how you know Johnny Manziel was never gonna make it in the NFL. He was too busy getting drunk.
But yeah, we lived it up, bro.
Remember they had that club Outlaws? Used to have the girls dancing in cages and all that.
Yeah, that's when me and Lou went to that club. Remember me and you went with that white boy. What was the white dude? We had like 4 or 5 chicks. We had a good time.
That was
the first club we started going to.
Yeah, that was the first time I went to the club.
Y'all was all in one car.
Yep, lapped up, hoes on the lap. Hey, we wasn't complaining at all.
Yeah, because I remember Lou was telling me that Gary was sitting in some dude lap.
Oh, nigga, don't play with me. Hey, listen to our viewers and our listeners. That nigga is full of shit. It was me, Lou, and one more dude. The rest of the car was full of women. They were sitting on our laps. Lou, don't laugh because you was there. We had all the women.
Y'all want to bring up a lap story? Freshman year, y'all remember Gary had the girl Mariana in his lap, and then Vontae prank called him from a fake number and said, "I'm his boyfriend, I'm gonna cut you." And Gary came into our apartment with a knife.
Hey, I ain't no bitch. I'm ready, dude. Shit, ain't no plan.
But he was scared. Straight apartment.
Yeah, I don't play that shit. I don't play them jokes on my phone. I don't play with threats. Shit, yeah. You understand me? Shit, I got something.
To wrap it up, let's end with.
Hold on, real quick.
You got it.
Trey, you missed the best prank of all time, bro.
What?
Lou,
what's that again?
I said, you want to talk about it? The best prank of all time?
Talking about the one with June and the
game? Whoa.
Bro, like that's something that we need to have on camera. Like, that was funny as hell, bro.
Hey,
like,
but look, we got. I'm gonna try to be in Tyler soon, so we can all link up somewhere and do a live in person podcast. Even do a video.
Sure. Hey, yeah, for sure. We definitely gotta do that one day.
We gotta do that one of these days. I'm trying to do it this month. As soon as I get the call running, right?
Link up in Dallas somewhere, bro.
Man, dog, Lugo had to drive. Lugo don't drive. Me and Vontae went to Tyler together when he was in Houston. We went for DJ birthday. We was in Dallas, probably 20 minutes from Lou. Lou-ass did not come.
Lou made every excuse in the book. I think I was doing something that day because I told him that's why I didn't come. Because I would have brought my little girl, but I think we had to do something that day. That's why I didn't come.
Yeah, like, I'm we go to Dallas, bro. Afterwards, we can go, like, somewhere, bro, like, to main event somewhere, bro.
But, hey, shout-outs. I was happy to see my boy Lou and Vontae at the NFL draft when I came out there a month ago?
2 months. I can't believe it.
2 months. It's been that long? Oh, April, right?
No, it hasn't been that long.
It's April, right? The draft is April. It's June now, man. 2 months, right?
It's June 1st, like 3rd.
Yeah, 2 months. Who cares? Then you know what I mean.
So, what you say we're wrapping it up with, Lou?
We can wrap it up with the rest of the series. What y'all predictions for the rest of this series?
Well, ain't no series, my nigga. It's a full suit.
And then where y'all think LeBron gonna go? Where y'all think LeBron gonna go? So we can wrap it up with that.
Start it off, Gear.
Please.
All right. First off, it ain't no damn series. They about to get swept. They might win one game. Or either way, Warriors winning. And you know, where LeBron might go, he's very unpredictable. I got three places. He might go to Boston, Philly. Well, four. The Rockets or LA. It's them four. I really feel like he gonna stay in the East. I don't feel like he would fit in Philly.
Surprise, say Minnesota or something.
Hell no. Nah. But he either way.
What's the four places you said?
No, nah, you gotta do three, bro. At least three.
I'm gonna do three. Ain't gonna be no team in the West because I feel like he's not. The easiest path is through the East. Either he's gonna go to Boston, Philly, or he just gonna stay. That's it. Because they still got that high pick with the Cavs. They were like at number eight. So that's my three places. Philly, Celtics, or he just gonna stay in Cleveland?
Vontae?
For the series, I think it's gonna go five. Cleveland gonna win game three, and then the Warriors gonna win the next two. Man, I'm conflicted, bro. I don't know where he gonna go, because do he leave Cleveland again and go through that whole leaving your hometown again? And I don't know how they're going to treat him. Like, are they going to be grateful that he got him a ring?
No, they not. They burned his jersey after he did everything for them niggas. They were an obscure franchise.
I'm not even going to go three. I'm going to go two. I don't see any way he stays in Cleveland. Like, I think him and Dan Gilbert relationship is just too bad. I think he may go to the Rockets, or I think he's going to go to L.A. I don't know which team in LA, but I'm gonna just say LA.
He ain't got some Clippers.
Rockets or LA. Rockets or LA. Okay. You said Rockets or LA. So you got him leaving the East.
He ain't going to the West, bro. It's too easy. I mean, he gotta fight the Warriors, the Rockets.
I mean, it's easy, bro, but I mean Philly is coming up. Boston gonna be even better, bro. Like
Philly ain't mentally tough, bro, and they don't have the role players. Then you got to worry about is Ben Simmons actually going to try to learn how to shoot.
I think they're going to make – I don't know what type of move. They're going to make a move this offseason, bro. I don't know who they're going to bring in.
You forget about – hey, we got – hold on. We can't end it right now. We forgot about the Brian Colangelo shit, the Sixers.
We could do that. But I was going to say, as far as, like, LeBron goes, it could be a thing where it's better for you to lose in the Western Conference Finals than adding to your – you know, say your finals losses.
You'd rather see him lose in the conference finals or the second round.
Because we don't talk about niggas losing in conference or nothing. We say what we gonna say 3-6, 3-7. That's what we gonna say. You lose the conference finals, it's like okay, you lost early, but you don't.
I look at it like this though. But look, every finals he went through, he only was favored what twice.
That don't matter to me, bro. You go, you lose. Like that's it.
He should never lost to Dallas though. That's when he want to go back. That first finals with the Heat, he should never lost that shit.
I'm just saying as a basketball fan, bro. Because I don't know. I know people say it, but I really truly think if Chris Paul had a play, bro, we would have beat. Like to see them LeBron on the Rockets. I'm just saying LeBron on the Rockets team against Golden. Like, bro. I would just love to see that matchup.
Clint Capella is.
We gotta let Trey go, but I just don't think if he goes to the Rockets, they're gonna have to change their whole roster. First off, you pay him and Chris Paul, you're not gonna have the shooters. You might have to lose Eric Gordon.
They don't got that many shooters in the first place.
I'm saying you might have to lose. You're gonna lose some depth. Like you're not gonna be able to pay all of them and have the correct.
They need to let go of Ryan Anderson. Ryan Anderson can cost them $100 million right now.
But it's on you, Trey.
So I say they turn around in game three, they carry their momentum at home again, game four, 2-2 tied. I say it happens, LeBron goes seven, wins it, and then he still goes to LA.
So you predicting the Cavaliers win this series?
If they win game three, they're gonna carry.
We can't have no ifs on this. We gotta have definitive words.
No, I'm not predicting they're gonna win the whole series. I'm not predicting.
So what's the prediction then?
Cavaliers and seven. Still leave and go to LA. Y'all can keep laughing. I don't care.
Hey,
as far as our Lakers
hey,
go,
hey Trey, you mad that Steph can get a beard and you can't? Huh, Trey?
Where's that?
You mad at Steph because he can grow a beard and you still got that baby face, bro? That's why you mad.
Gary trying to take shots all day.
It's okay, man. You save money not shaving, bro. You stay young.
But as far as I'm saying, Lakers go, I just don't want to see Paul George go there by himself, because that's we're not going to do that with Paul. He needs to be the second or third option on your team for him to go somewhere. We already seen that. But
I think he can be the number one option. He just need the right cast, because you seen him carry the Pacers to two straight conference finals, bro.
Yeah, but that, like we talked about earlier, that was his peak. I don't know if he at his peak no more. And that was in the East.
I ain't gonna lie. I got two places Paul George could go that would be a nice fit: Houston and New Orleans.
And New Orleans ain't got the money, and he should go to Philly.
Houston got to drop Boogie just for him to sign. Cause New Orleans cash strapped.
That's what I'm saying. They don't got no money. They can go over the cap to resign Boogie, but if they don't resign him, they don't have that money to just spend on anybody.
Yeah, they had a lot of bad contracts. Jrue Holiday is worth the money, but it's too much money. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, let me go on. I say Warriors in five at worst. Warriors in five, and LeBron. I couldn't imagine him coming to the Lakers, bro. I couldn't imagine it. Like, you know what I'm saying? As much as I say I don't like him or whatever, I would definitely welcome him coming to LA with Paul George. I couldn't imagine that. Like, so I ain't gonna even say that. Like, if he do come, that'd be crazy. But
also, Lou, you gotta think about it though. If he do come,
they gonna talk about Kobe.
That Kobe, like,
say what
about
the Kobe shit?
What they gonna say?
He living in Kobe's shadow now. Kobe won his five. What can you do? They
It's just gonna be he following Kobe footsteps. Like, I mean, every time, bro. Like, I don't know if he just want to deal with that.
I see. But that's why it's really difficult, bro. Like, I can see the best place to me is if you could somehow call up Kyrie, y'all discuss whatever, and you go to Boston. That's your best chance. If you want to talk about winning, like, even with the Rockets, you still got to deal with the Warriors in the conference finals. Like, I think the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, and with the cast, they can put around Bron. Like, they don't got to worry about big contracts right now. Two of their best players is on low contracts at the moment. Like, I think that's the dream scenario, I think.
And I feel like they'll just give away Gordon Hayward and sign a trade. You know, just, you know, I don't know how NBA shit works.
Like I told Trey, a sign a trade with the Celtics would be the best thing that could ever happen to the Cavaliers.
Because the only thing they're going to give up is Gordon Hayward and some picks. They ain't giving, like, Jason Tatum, untouchable. Jaylen Brown, untouchable. Kyrie.
Bro, man, for LeBron, I'm giving up Jason Tatum, bro.
Hell no. Jason Tatum is 20 years old. LeBron is 33. You got to think about the future at the same time, kid. That dude is a bona fide star. They ain't giving him away. You seen what he did. Imagine if you had another on-ball guard that was scoring. Imagine if Terry Rozier wasn't missing them shots. He's not down three.
Gary.
Yeah.
You start a team today, who you want to start around? Jason Tatum or Ben Simmons?
Jason Tatum. Ben Simmons can't shoot. I don't give a fuck about you can dribble the ball and make passes. I need you to shoot. He too cocky because he said, nobody can guard me. I like the cockiness, but at the same time, he kind of arrogant. He's like, nobody can guard me one-on-one. I don't have to shoot. Nigga. You one knee injury away. You put your knee up. You may not have the athleticism no more. Or it may not be as good. You gonna have to learn how to shoot the damn ball. And then shooting the ball is not easy. It's been saying niggas been working on their shots since the beginning of their career, and they still can't shoot. So it's kind of too much of a risk for me. He's special, but you gotta learn how to shoot. At least give me a 15-foot jumper.
They say LeBron would like to work off ball, so
he don't have a jump shot for it.
They say the Sixers is an option. you know, that would make sense as far as not having a dribble come down and make every single play. Like, he could let Ben Simmons handle some of that, do some off-screen, some motion stuff. But I just don't know if he thinks that they have the stability. You know, Ben, you know, and B is not – you can't allow him just yet. You might need to see another season of him staying fully healthy. So, I don't think he's going to go to the Sixers. But, again, Gary, like Gary said, he's unpredictable right now. I just think he's in a weird spot. Like, you got all these options. It's like, where do you actually choose? Like, that's gonna be tough for him. It's going to be very, 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 very tough.
There are two things that's always worried me about LeBron. His jump shot still ain't supremely deadly like I thought his jump shot would be. Like, on his AA, he started three. Look, he can shoot, but I was thinking his jump shot would be – listen, I was thinking his jump shot was going to be like on Kobe status. But he's 33. When the Lakers played the Pistons in the finals, that's when his jump shot was on and it stayed on for the rest of his career. Like, I'm thinking at least, because LeBron is streaky. He ain't, and plus he's not a good free throw shooter. If LeBron magically just at 34 years old next year bumps his free throw percentage to 85% and his jump shot becomes very consistent and on point, then he can play off ball. What you say?
He shot 50% from the field. LeBron's a great jump shooter now.
He's not deadly. He's good. Because you got the
open. He will hit mid range shots.
Yeah, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the jump part. The mid range game. He always had that. I'm talking about that deadly three pointer. When you want to do catch and shoot, you just can move around, hit the corner three. I don't trust him to hit that shit consistently.
He's shooting the best he's ever shot in his career. I know much.
Yeah, I know that his mid range game always been great. That little 15, 18.
My last question, thought before I go, because I gotta go eat dinners.
Fat ass nigga.
Wherever he go next, is that where he gonna finish, or you think he gonna do like
no? He gonna do a sign. He gonna do a 2-year deal, which go somewhere else. Then he retire.
Nah, wherever
you
go, he gonna stay until his time
to retire. Because the thing is, LeBron, we ain't never seen nobody like LeBron from 18 to 33 be good and never be trash, not really miss no games, nothing like that. But sooner or later, man, Father Time gonna come. And he ain't gonna be as athletic anymore. He already don't play defense no more. We know that. But it's just gonna be a time when he get old, bro. And you don't know when. Maybe next year, maybe. He defined Father Time for real, for real. He's Tom playing his Brady. Best basketball at 33.
Tom Brady, NFL MVP, 40 years old.
But his basketball different, kid.
I don't care. 40 years old.
Shit. Yeah, I've been MVP too. If I'm not getting really hit that much, I'm throwing 5 yards. Come on now. Dink and dunk your way. So, I don't give a fuck. Okay. But my nigga never played scared.
Okay, then.
My nigga never played scared. Tom Brady is the softest quarterback in the league. You go at that nigga leg, he bitch and cry. Big Ben got broke noses, all that. Who cares? He's tough.
Lou.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, man.
Please.
Yeah, wrap it up, please.
we'll get into NFL talk next time. The Patriots are the Steelers' daddy, but we ain't going to talk about that right now.
My thing is, get the Patriot dick out your mouth, you robot.
But hey, we signing off. Lou, man. Still is trash. Stop raping people. LGTV, we out of here.
Hold on, we ain't out of here because LGTV ain't over. So I say it's over. Lou need to get Kobe dick out of his mouth. He been spitting out purple and gold all year. And Tom Brady old as fuck and he's soft.